Earlier on in the programme, we had Declan Nerney in a reminiscing mood, if you recall, when he was remembering when he was 16, now that he's 64. Well, here, Dermot O'Ryan, and Dermot, a wonderful musician. Once again, he's no longer with us, he's gone to God. But Dermot was a fine musician, fine songwriter, and quite a good singer. And he, once again, as I said, in a reminiscing mood, When I Remember You.
When the leaves begin to grow in the springtime, and the cruel days of winter are all through, as the ploughboy tills the fields, to the wind the oak tree yields, and that's the time of year when I remember you. For 'twas in the spring we met, and I never will forget. That's the time of year when I remember you. When the fields are fresh and green in the summer, and the wildflowers bloom beside the mountain stream, I can see your blue eyes still in the violets on the hill. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. It was in the summertime that you said you'd be mine. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. When the leaves begin to fall in the autumn, and the early morning mist is on the hill, and the farmer in the field reaps the summer's golden yield, that's the time of year I know I love you still. For 'twas then my golden band I placed upon your hand, and that's the time of year I know I love you still. When the trees are cold and bare in the winter, and silently the snow begins to fall, and across the evening sky you can see the wild geese fly, ah, that's the time of year I miss you most of all. 'Twas when winter days were nigh that we said our last goodbye, and that's the time of year I miss you most of all.
Before I play this next track, it needs a little bit of explanation. First of all, the singer, Patricia Cahill, always been a favourite singer of mine, although I've never had much of her material. In the, late 50s, early 60s, Patricia appeared regularly on, first of all, on the Gaiety Theatre as part of the Maureen Potter show, Maureen Potter being a well-known Irish comedienne for many years. Also, she appeared regularly on the newly arrived RTE, the television, because I think Ireland didn't get television until about 1961, and that's a guess. If anyone wants to email me and correct me, but it was around that time, and Patricia appeared. She has a lovely voice. Her singing teacher was a very good friend of mine, who incidentally was also blind, Dal McNulty. I've never had a lot of Patricia's material, but of late I've been able to lay my hands and my ears on some wonderful tracks by her. She now lives in Spain, retired from singing for many years. And here she's singing a wonderful song that I don't know I've ever played on Sounds Irish before. It's called She Moved Through the Fair. It's haunting and it has its own background. It's one of these songs that quite often, more times than not actually, it's sung unaccompanied. Here's Patricia Cahill and the haunting She Moved Through the Fair.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say: it will not be long till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair. Fondly I watched her move here and move there, and then she went homeward with one step. She came to me, she came softly in. So softly she came that her feet made no din.
the wonderful atmospheric recording there of Patricia Cahill and She Moved Through the Fair. Now we're going to change the style again. We're covering Brendan Shine, and he's in the same sort of vein about going home.
I know where you're going, now your days are through. We all make our own heaven, so there's just one place for you. When angels come and take you and lead you by the hand, they'll take you to your home again in dear old Ireland.
Ireland,
she never left you, your mountains and your streams.
Ireland,
always with you, with these memories and dreams. Ireland, take him home now to your fields of emerald green.
Take him home
to where his heart has always been. I can see a picture of a little boy. He's strolling in those fields of green, his face so full of joy. Then you have to leave there to raise your family. Now that job is over, once again your heart is free.
Ireland,
he never left you, your mountains and your streams.
Ireland,
always with you, with these memories and dreams. Ireland, take him home now to your fields of emerald green.
Take him home
to where his heart has always been.
Ireland,
he never left you, your mountains and your streams.
Ireland,
always with you, with these memories and dreams. Ireland, take him home now to your fields of emerald green.
Take him home
to where his heart has always been. Take him home to where his heart has always been.
Here, Christy Moore is singing for us. It's a very short little song, but it tells the story of the famine. Now, we've spoken about the famine countless times on Sounds Irish. The famine that hit Ireland around 1847, when most of the people's staple diet was potatoes, and the blight came and struck the potato crop. And for quite a few years afterwards, there was famine in Ireland, and people had to leave. Over a million left Ireland to go and seek their fortune and to go and find food somewhere else. And a lot of them, as I say, went across to the United States, and some of them finished up in the city of Chicago. Here's Christy Moore.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. '47 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
Stark reminder of one of the saddest parts of Irish history there, and that was Christy Moore and his interpretation of the City of Chicago. Something tells me in the back of my mind that that was written by his brother. I'll check on that, maybe before the end of the programme. But if you know, drop me a line, tell me. I'm always delighted to hear from you. Now, this young man, right? How often have I started a story with, there was this young man and he fell in love with Henrietta Bell. Now, Henrietta Bell worked in Captain Kelly's kitchen. Now, she was a bit of a madam because she was enticing him on. Oh, yes, she was. And when he was just about getting there, who walks in? Only Captain Kelly. Of course, she was afraid of losing her job. So he accused the aforementioned young man of all sorts of shenanigans, of which he was not guilty, of course. And, well, he got 6 months jail for his courting in the kitchen. Here are the Clancy brothers and Tommy Makem.
Come, single bell and bow, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with the maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me tooralurala, tooralurala-dee, me tooralurala, tooralurala-dee. At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, and she set me heart a twitching, and she invited me to a hooly in the kitchen. With me tooralurala, me tooralurala-dee, me tooralurala, tooralurala-dee. Next Sunday being the day we were to have the flare-up, I dressed myself quite gay and I frizzed and oiled me hair up. The captain had no wife, but he had gone a-fishing, and we kicked up my life down below stairs in the kitchen. With me tooralurala, me tooralurala-dee, me tooralurala, tooralurala-dee. Just as the clock struck six, we sat down to the table, she handed tea and cake, and I ate while I was able. I drank hot punch and tea till me side had got to stitching, and the hours passed quick away when you're courting in the kitchen. With your tooralurala, tooralurala-dee, tooralurala, tooralurala-dee. With me arms around her waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes soon filled with hate, and poison she was spitting, when the captain at the door walked right into the kitchen. With me tooralurala, me tooralurala-dee, me tooralurala, tooralurala-dee. She flew up off me knees, full 5 feet up or higher, and over head and heels threw me slap into the fire. Me new repealer's coat that I bought from Mr. Mitchell, with a 20-shilling note, went to blazes in the kitchen. With me tooralurala, me tooralurala-dee, me tooralurala, tooralurala-dee. I grieved to see me duds all smeared with soot and ashes, when a tub of dirty suds right in my face she dashes. As I lay on the floor and the water she kept pitching, the footman broke the door and walked straight into the kitchen. With me tooralurala, me tooralurala-dee, me tooralurala, tooralurala-dee. when the captain came downstairs, though he saw my situation, in spite of all my prayers, I was marched off to the station. For me, they'd take no bail, but to get home, I was itching. But I had to tell the tale, how I came into the kitchen with me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddy, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddy. I said she did invite me, but she gave a flat denial. For assault she did indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all her screeching. And I got 6 months hard for me curtain in the kitchen. Me tooral-oor-a-la, me tooral-oor-a-laddy, me tooral-oor-a-la, tooral-oor-a-laddy.
Now, won't you behave yourself when next you're in the kitchen with Henrietta Bell? Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers there. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Johnny McAvoy's version of this song. And you know I'm a big fan of Foster and Allen. Here, Foster and Allen, with a little bit of accordion work, which is very clever, telling us the story of Muisin Durkin. Now, Muisin, it's the Irish name for Martin. And Martin is heading off to America because he's fed up digging praties, digging potatoes. He is just fed up. So he's heading off to dig lumps of gold in America. Foster and Allen.
In the days I went to court, and I was never tired resorting to the alehouse or the playhouse, her money's the house besides.
I told me brother Seamus I'd go off and go right famous, and before I'd come back again I'd roam the world wide.
So goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the Bradys, no longer I'll be fool. For sure as my name is Gary, I'll be off to California. And instead of digging Bradys, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Girls in Blarney, in Cantorp and in Killarney, in Passage and in Queenstown, that is the Cove of Cork.
Goodbye to army pleasure, for I'm off to take me leisure, and the next thing that you'll hear from me is a letter from your door.
So goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the Bradys, no longer I'll be fool. For sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California. And instead of digging Bradys, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Goodbye to all the boys at home, I'm sailing far across the foam to try and make me fortune in far America.
There's gold and money plenty for the poor and for the gentry, and if ever I come back again, I never more will say.
So goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the Bradys, no longer I'll be fool. For sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California. And instead of digging Bradys, I'll be digging lumps of gold. So goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the Bradys, no longer I'll be fool. For sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California. And instead of digging Bradys, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Foster and Allen there, and some clever work, as I say, on the accordion. And I think Joe got it the wrong way round, so what's new, I hear you cry. It was goodbye, Muisin Durkin. Young Carney was going, as sure as me name is Carney, I'll be off to California. And he was digging the praties, which is the Irish word for potatoes. We explained all that, but I like that version of that particular song. Now, I'm going to play a track by Nathan Carter. And when I say Nathan Carter, a lot of people, well, they expect sort of country and Irish, but this is not quite that. for many years, when people emigrated from Ireland, they went to Liverpool, which is sort of the next door port in the UK. It was the nearest one. They just got the boat over to Liverpool. Many of them stayed in Liverpool. And in fact, at one time, Liverpool used to be known as the capital of Ireland. So many Irish people lived there. But then, of course, some of them moved on and went northwest to Manchester, and others went south to through the Midlands to Birmingham, Derby, and then others went on to London. Some stayed in Liverpool. In fact, my own family did just that. We emigrated from Dublin to Liverpool. But in today's world, many people, well, they just fly. It's about a 20-minute flight, maybe half an hour flight from Dublin to Liverpool. But in those days, everybody took the boat to Liverpool. And this is what Nathan Carter is telling us all about. The boat to Liverpool, and he gets over to Liverpool, and he has a ball over there playing music and working and mixing him with all the Irish crowd. Nathan Carter, The Boat to Liverpool.
Sailed away from the old north wall, traveling feet gave me the call, leaving a suitcase in my hand. With the price of a pint, didn't need a bite, there was good old crack on the boat that night, as we left our homes in Ireland. Now the lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, heading for the docks of Liverpool. Oh, we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze box and the fiddle played, stepping off the boat into the pool. Boy. Rise up at the crack of dawn, working hard the whole week long, nighttime I'd play me old guitar. We sang together on and on, side by side and standing tall. The crack was good down in the Liffey bar. The lights, they flickered from the shore, the pub was rocking to and fro, down beside the docks of Liverpool. We sang and danced the night away, the squeeze back sign and fiddle played, stepping out at night in Liverpool. Came I'll have you know, leaving that old suitcase in my hand. The time has come to bid adieu to me good old pals in Liverpool. Tomorrow I'll be back in Ireland. The lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, heading from the docks of Liverpool. Stepping off the boat on Liverpool.
I don't know what I was talking about there. Of course that was country and Irish, and very good country and Irish from Nathan Carter, with a little bit of the quote from The Leaving of Liverpool at the end. I was impressed with that, and I like that. We'll hear that track again in the not-too-distant future. Maybe it's because I have Liverpool connections. And we're still in the country and Irish mood, because here's one of the greatest musicians of late that's come out from Ireland for the past number of years, Michael English, a multi-talented man, sings some wonderful stuff, including this track. And listen to the lyrics.
As I take a look around, what do I see? Lots of smiling faces, smiling back at me. What's the use in crying? It only brings you pain. We play the music and we don't like the rain. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I'd write a never-ending love song. If life was a page, we'd sing and dance forever, the world being our stage. Don't look in the mirror, don't listen to it yell, and may all your wishes end with a well. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. Au revoir so long, now we must end, but you are my hero and I am your friend. Feel free and easy, like a bird on a tree. And one more time, listen to me. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. A clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye.
Michael English, and I sure do hate goodbyes. Well, Michael, we're not going quite yet, because there's still a little bit of the programme to play. So stay with us, because here we've got John Kelly. Now, I've become a big fan of John Kelly over the last year or so, and I've been playing quite a lot of his music on Sounds Irish. And why not when he comes up with tracks like this?
There's a land decree across the sea, you'll miss it someday yet. There's a memory you'll cherish and you never will forget. If you want to know just where to go to fill that endless dream, find the land they call Molinish Fall, that little isle of green. It's filled with peace and beauty from nature's open door, from its mountains soaring in the sky to its valleys down below, and its forests tall stand over all the finest ever seen. Sure you won't forget the folks you've met on that little isle of green, for their eyes have seen its beauty, other lips have spoke its praise of its mansions and its castles, the scenes of bygone days. And every heart beats faster for an Irish colleen as she sings so sweet where the waters meet on that little Isle of Green. St. Patrick loved this land above all others he had seen, and the emigrant returns to it no matter where he's been, as he makes his way to his cottage gray beside the old Boreen. Sure he's glad he came to see again the little Isle of Green. Sure he's glad he came to see again that little Isle of Green.
I think on the very, very first Sounds Irish programme, way back in the day, I played this particular track. It's a song by, well, it's sung here by Mary Duff, but it's been recorded by countless Irish artists, including Planxty, I think. I heard their version. I think theirs was the first version I heard, but I've heard three or four different versions of it. But, friend, I just want to say that I think, and it's only Joe Bollard expressing an opinion, I think this is the best version of the song there is. Let's hear the sea rolling up against the cliffs of Doneen, with a beautiful interpretation of the song from Mary Duff.
You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away. Far away o'er the foam, but of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you see there. You'll see the high Rocky Mountains on the west coast of Clare. Oh, the towns of Kilrush and Kilkee can be seen from the high rocky slopes around the cliffs of Doneen. Tis a fine place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay. Oh, the hair and lofty are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while. And to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the street.